Dr. Jason Tuhoi joins us today, as well as being a real advocate for rail revitalisation within our medical framework. He also is the Māori representative on the Royal New Zealand College of GPs, but he works at Mandorewa Marae, which is neat to know that we've got so many Māori doctors out there. Jason, tēnā koe, mate. It's a warm welcome to you. Kia ora.
Kia ora.
I was just sort of feeling good that we've got so many neat Māori doctors at Papakura Marae. But it's not where you hail from. Where do you come from, Jason?
So I'm from Manai, a little place in the Hauraki district, but also have connections to the north, to Whirinaki, and also to Te Arawa down in Rotorua.
Can we talk about Manai for a moment? I spoke with Mike Baker not so long ago, and of course some feeling at the moment that maybe we dodged a bullet there in Manai, bearing in mind that the first case spent considerable time in Coromandel. How are the folk down home feeling about things? Have you been in touch, Jason?
Yeah, I've been in touch with my whānau. They live in Manai, and it was very very concerning at the time when the locations of interest had come out, and hence why our whānau back home did put up the border and things to help protect our whānau and our community, our kaumātua back home. So. But they are still working very hard in terms of our whānau who are working with Te Korowai Hauora or Hauraki. And yeah, whānau are feeling there is a bit of relief, but we're still in those in that sort of early phase at the moment. So, but good signs at the moment that, yeah, probably hopefully dodged the bullet in Manai and back home.
We don't want to get ahead of ourselves too. What's the sort of period where the danger exists, from your perspective, Jason? This occurred just over a week ago, but when will we know that the community of Manai, maybe Coromandel, are actually clear?
Yeah, I think it's still within that same sort of time period and things that we're looking at, which hence the reason why the extension has gone out until Friday for Aotearoa and to Tuesday for Auckland. So we're still, you know, we've still got another week, I suppose, to go. But they are still doing those the additional testing that they're doing at the day five mark to make sure that that things haven't sort of there, as well as the looking at the wastewater testing as well. So those are two sort of key areas that are giving us some good information about what it's like back home.
What's your assessment of the way the lockdown periods have been handled with the extension, with many predicting that Tamaki Makaurau indeed will stay in level four longer than Tuesday of next week? But what's your initial read into the way that the medical scene and government have reacted?
I think they've reacted appropriately to what we've seen, and especially with this particular variant of Delta. I mean, there's some emerging corridor there that those who come into contact with somebody who has had this particular variant can actually return a positive test within 24 hours. So that's how transmissible, I suppose, this virus is. So the extension of the lockdown and the lockdown that we've seen is being totally what we've wanted to see. And I think that's the things that we're hoping for in terms of flattening that curve.
I'm assuming you've been vaccinated. Have all frontline medical staff done so, Jason?
Yeah, I've been fully vaccinated. I had my vaccinations back in March, and you know there are some who are on the front line, not particularly in the clinic where I'm working or the clinics that I'm associated with, but in general practice. And they haven't been vaccinated. I think it sort of comes down to personal choices and things. That is a very small minority, though. But what we're trying to do is encourage those who are on the front line, not just within the clinics, but also all other sort of essential workers as well.
How are our Māori doctors, Jason, you know, learning the intricacies of the COVID threat? I mean, we're getting a barrage of news about just how infectious it is, but is there any literature, correspondence or contact with experts in the field so that our medical staff know as much as they need to know?
Yeah, I mean, for us, for the Māori practitioners, part of a rōpū, ko te rōpū whakakaupu ko Rita, which is a collaboration of hauora Māori experts across the country in various fields as well, which I'm sure you're probably aware of. But a lot of our kōrero and a lot of our information comes through those channels and things. So that's how we continue to keep ourselves up to date. But also we have a website as well where whānau can have a look at things in terms of advice that's available and has been available since the very first lockdown as well. So we are, as Māori clinicians, as hauora Māori experts and leaders, are feeling the pinch, particularly with how, I suppose, the rollout has gone regarding the vaccinations and things. So, there's still a lot of mahi to do, but particularly for primary care, all the other things that need to occur as well as in terms of our business as usual with the whole screening things, like with cervical screening, with immunisations, with all the long-term chronic care condition management and things.
We know that word of mouth is, or the common of iron, works well with our people, and there's been some criticism that the way the information has been conveyed hasn't hit the mark, and therefore Māori rates haven't been as strong, vaccination rates, as we might have hoped. I was listening last night with Te Rawiri talking with Claudette, and he was suggesting, I don't know how far the idea has gone, of maybe taking the vaccines to the people might be one way. But as Tangata Whenua, it feels as though we need to think outside the box to see how we might get more of our whānau vaccinated. The fact that we can do it collectively surely must be a boost. How do you read the lay of the land, Jason?
Yeah, I think that's totally a very fair and necessary comment in regards to how well people have done. I mean, I think about to some of my colleagues down in Te Kaha, Te Whānau Apanui, who actually took the vaccine to the people who were taking the vaccine to different areas, not just through the clinic, but actually having vaccinations and things available to whānau at the marae. But also in that particular context, having those discussions in a place in which they were felt safe. I mean, historically, governmental sort of places have never been or have never felt safe for our whānau and our communities. And I think some of the other kōrero that Dr. Māti Te Hāwata talked about in terms of where places of, I suppose, safety are within those particular areas, or within community groups, within places where our whānau feel safe and feel like that they can actually have a voice to raise some of these questions and have these discussions.
Well, we are in a lockdown period, and so the stark reality of the challenge is right front and centre for all of us. What's your parting advice for our people listening in? We have a predominantly Māori audience, although I'm very conscious it's not exclusively Māori. Jason, what's your kōrero for those listening today?
Well, I think the kōrero really is, I mean, the usual advice in terms of care and managing this time is exactly the same as what we are now, which is staying, like you said, staying at home in our bubbles, wearing our masks when we're leaving home, practicing hand hygiene, the physical distancing as well, in terms of following the guidance with regards to testing, calling your GP and testing and getting advice and testing through them as well. We've seen high numbers and things through our GP centres as well. Recording where you'd be, but also having that kōrero, having those discussions regarding vaccination. I think that's really key. That's one of the key things that will help to reduce the unnecessary burden, illness, hospitalisation, complications associated, morbidity and mortality associated with this virus. Kia kaha rā tātou, ki ngā tōpito katoa te motu, e mihi ana ki a koe, o te a kia tātou katoa.